The Rapture. Don't be deceived. By Billy Crone. Part 1, The Introduction to the Rapture. Chapter 1, The Importance of the Rapture. Imagine the following scenario. You wake up one morning only to realize that your family has totally disappeared. You scramble, look around, run into the living room and turn on your TV to see what in the world is going on. There you watch a special worldwide global news report declaring that millions of people all over the planet are missing, and not just your family, but literally millions of people. As this slowly begins to sink in, you look down and spy your loved one's Bible sitting right there on the coffee table, and so suddenly it dawns on you that your Christian family was right after all when they kept telling you over and over again about this rapture event. To your horror, you realize, oh no, you have been left behind and you will now be catapulted into the 7-year tribulation that is coming upon the whole world. Maybe that initial news broadcast will look something like this.
This is Christina Brunson reporting on today's breaking news. We are getting last-minute reports from all over that world that thousands of people have just vanished. I repeat, thousands of people from all over the globe have just disappeared. The total number of people that have disappeared has not yet been confirmed, but it is expected to be a lot higher than what had been initially reported. According to authorities, the number is expected to be in the millions. Many flights have been cancelled because of security fears. According to reports, there have been plane crashes all over the world because some pilots have simply disappeared mid-flight. Chaos has also spread to the road with a great number of traffic accidents being reported. Hospitals have not been able to cope with the number of patients coming in. Many parents are in complete despair about their children who have also disappeared. Many believe that this could have been an alien attack, and there are those that believe that Jesus raptured these millions of people. Witnesses report having seen a bright flash followed by huge thunderous sounds and a being like a man in the clouds. Here are some images caught on CCTV cameras showing people literally disappearing. The images you see now are from CCTV cameras all over the world. These images have been analyzed by experts and they are genuine. CCTV footage from parks, shopping centers, parking lots, churches and traffic monitoring systems are indeed real and frightening. We are receiving images like these non-stop from all over the world. We have yet to hear from heads of state all over the world who are in shock and have not released any statements. Members of various churches are saying this is the rapture of the church. When asked why they also hadn't disappeared, many cried with regret that they hadn't taken Jesus more seriously before. We are closing this news bulletin here and will report more news as and when it happens.
Now, you can laugh and scoff all you want, but a news broadcast just like that really is coming to our planet, and dare I say, much sooner than most people realize. So the question is, will you be around to see that kind of news broadcast yourself? Will you be left behind? This is part of the reason why we've entitled this book, not just The Rapture but The Rapture, Don't Be Deceived. If there's one thing you don't want to be deceived about, it's the truth concerning the rapture. The Bible says for those who are left behind, they will be thrust into the 7-year tribulation, and it is not a party. Rather, it's an outpouring of God's wrath on our wicked and rebellious planet, literally mankind's worst nightmare. In fact, speaking of news broadcasts, maybe this will be one of the weather reports during that horrible time frame the Bible talks about. Let's tune in.
We've got some big changes here for the upcoming work week. Starting tomorrow, we are going to have a volcanic eruption right near Charlottesville, and it's going to make things rather toasty across the area.
We are going to see lava spill out into central Virginia, which makes temperatures in Richmond at 350 degrees, Fredericksburg at 345, Charlottesville the hot spot at 400, not as hot off towards the tide water.
A little bit more comfortable with highs near 100 degrees. The reason is we're going to have tidal waves moving in. Ahead of this, a global superstorm is developing in the Atlantic Ocean. This thing is headed our way.
We can see maybe about 1 to 200 inches of rainfall with wind gusts up to 1,000 miles an hour.
Overnight it looks calm, but going into the weekend, there will be some slight changes. Starting Friday, the southeast will see heavy rain and wind speeds topping 700 miles per hour.
That will start an F5 tornado headed westward across the southeast all the way to the west coast. In the west, temperatures will decrease to about 300 degrees below freezing.
It says an ice sheet has been forming in California.
This would be a good time to stock up on food as this extreme weather will compromise the food supply indefinitely. Those along the Canadian border, look out for zombies.
They're moving southward out of Canada.
Saturday would have been a great day for beachgoers in the east, but with the avian flu outbreak and the recent zombie attacks, you may want to stay indoors for a while. Don't forget to wear your masks and only drive in the daylight hours if you're driving along the I-95 corridor.
Now, that doesn't sound like a very good time. All kidding aside, the Bible really does talk about that kind of crazy searing heat, volcanoes exploding, massive weather problems, and even a drug-induced population acting like a bunch of zombies during the seven-year tribulation. However, that's still just the tip of the iceberg. You tell me if you want to be around during that time frame. Let's delve deeper into what the Bible says about that horrible time. Characteristics of the seven-year tribulation. The seal judgments. First seal, white horse, there will be global false peace. Second seal, red horse, there will be global war. Third seal, black horse, there will be global famine. Fourth seal, pale horse, there will be global death, one quarter of mankind killed by sword, famine, plague, wild beasts. Fifth seal, altar of souls, there will be global persecution. Sixth seal, this will be the beginning of the great tribulation which unleashes a global earthquake, the sun turns black, the moon turns red, asteroids will fall to earth, the sky recedes, mountains and islands will be removed from their places, and there will be a global fear of God's wrath. The trumpet judgments. Opened by the seventh seal, silence in heaven. First trumpet, hailfire, one-third of earth's trees and all the green grass will burn up. Second trumpet, huge asteroid, one-third of the sea will die and one-third of the ships will be destroyed. Third trumpet, blazing comet, one-third of rivers and fresh water will be made bitter and many people will die. Fourth trumpet, solar smiting, one-third of the sun, moon, and star struck, one-third of day and night will be without light. Fifth trumpet, Satan releases demon horse of locusts, people with a mark will be tortured for 5 months. Sixth trumpet, four angels loosed from Euphrates, one-third of mankind will be killed. The bull judgments. First bull, ugly painful sores will be on receivers of the mark. Second bull, all of the sea turns will turn to blood and all of the sea creatures die. Third bull, all of the rivers and fresh water will turn to blood. Fourth bull, the sun will scorch people with fire, people curse God. Fifth bull, the kingdom of Antichrist will be plunged into darkness. Sixth bull, the Euphrates River dries up, this prepares the way for kings of East and for the battle of Armageddon, three evil frog-like spirits deceive the world for Armageddon, out of mouth of Satan, out of mouth of Antichrist, out of mouth of false prophet. Seventh bull, the final pronouncement. It is done, there will be a great earthquake, the greatest of all earthquakes, there will be a new look for Jerusalem, it will split into three, all of the cities will collapse, a cup of wrath for Babylon, all islands and mountains will be gone, a massive hailstorm with a weight of 100 pounds each, the angel harvest of the righteous, the angel harvest of the unrighteous, there will be blood as high as horse's bridle, 4 feet deep, for 1,600 stadia, 200 miles. Now, I'm kind of thinking, that's a time frame you want to avoid, amen? That's precisely why the Bible has been warning about this event for the last 2,000 years. You don't have to be there. God loves us, mankind, and He's provided a way out of this horrible time frame through Jesus Christ. Unfortunately, many scoff and refuse to listen to Him and reject Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Therefore, they are headed for that time frame and it's their fault, not God's. Please, this is not a joke. Don't be deceived about it. In fact, Jesus said in Matthew 24 the seven-year tribulation is going to be a time of greater horror than anything the world has ever seen or will ever see again, and that unless the time of calamity is shortened, the entire human race will be destroyed. That's why we're producing this book to keep you informed of the ultimate rotten day of being left behind. You don't want to be there. Don't be deceived. This is not a game. But we've also entitled this book, The Rapture, Don't Be Deceived, because there's a multitude of opinions out there, it seems, concerning the purpose and the timing of the rapture. Because of this, it's starting to cause a lot of unnecessary confusion and division among people, concerning this next major event on God's prophetic time calendar. So let's take a look at this event called the rapture, and observe what the Bible has to say about this prophetic event where Jesus comes back and rescues His church, from this horrible end times destruction. Let's not be deceived about that either.